You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, I've got something that I've got to cover right now, and then we'll get into the meat of today's broadcast, which I think will be fun, and I think you'll enjoy it. Today, the Daily Oklahoman, a socialist participant in the cover-up of the bombing of the Alfred P. Mura Federal Building, reports that, quote, a geophysicist at the Oklahoma Geological Survey said he now thinks seismograph records are not indicative of two explosions at the Mura Building. The geophysicist, Ray Brown, had asserted that one possible explanation for multiple blips on the seismograph charts was a second explosion, end quote. These two sentences, ladies and gentlemen, are the inaccurate synopsis of an hour-long interview with Dr. Ray Brown, conducted by Mike McCarville on KTOK Radio Wednesday night, which, of course, we have on tape in its entirety, the transcript of which will be used on Monday's broadcast as we set this record straight. It will also be in a feature story in the upcoming issue of Veritas newspaper. Dr. Brown, who was ill during the interview and who is not exactly the most concise and clear public speaker on this subject, spent the entire hour explaining that there is a difference between the Omniplex signal and the Norman seismograph, that the Norman signal is indicative of a possible split single signal, but that the Oklahoma City Omniplex seismogram definitely shows three signals, signals 2 and 3 significantly larger than signal 1. The whole thrust, ladies and gentlemen, of Dr. Brown's comments was that there is a definite difference in interpretations available for the Norman seismogram made 16-plus miles from the blast site and the Omniplex seismogram made 4 miles from the site. Now, he went out of his way to make a distinction between the two because of the differing distances from the site of the two records and because of the geological formations through which the waves passed at the two recording sites. There are two different interpretations possible for these two different seismograms, and it depends upon who you're talking to as to what interpretation you're going to get. It's easy enough to understand. Even my six-year-old daughter understands it. Mike McCarville, the host on KTOK, however, latched on to the possible interpretations of the Norman record only, ignoring the Omniplex seismograph, because it agrees with what he wants the American public to think. And he ignored the more important Omniplex record made so much closer to the blast. He also ignored the testimony of other geophysicists, and in particular, Dr. Mankin. Dr. Brown also said in the interview that it was definitely possible, and he thought it probable, that the Mura building was wired with internal explosives to cause the second and third larger signals seen on the Omniplex record. He elaborated on this situation pretty clearly, and there should have been no mistaking what he said. And, of course, there was no mistake. Mike McCarville is, ladies and gentlemen, engaged in attempting to deceive the public. And if you'll hold on here for just a second, there's something that I've got to do. Sorry about that, folks. I have a guest coming on at 10 after the hour, and I forgot to unplug the office phone, which has to be done in order to be able to have a guest on this broadcast. Brown's latest explanation does not, ladies and gentlemen, represent any significant change from what he has ever said about the seismic interpretations. However, now, McCarville, in order to take care of Dr. Brown's comments about the Omniplex seismogram and the wiring of the building, has to find a way to put McVeigh, Nichols, and Fortier in the building before the bombing so that they could be present to do the wiring. And no such feat of magic can be performed. It is okay with McCarville to have more than one explosion as long as McVeigh, Nichols, and Fortier are responsible for it. So he drags out of the woodwork Dr. Paul Heath, a man whose 180-degree change in stories since the beginning has made his statements questionable, to say the least, because Heath is one of the witnesses who allegedly saw one of the McVeighs in the building prior to the bombing. There are many such people. This is not news at all, folks. We've been investigating all of the known prior sightings for almost 2 years now, and they do exist. The only problem is that you can't have the real McVeigh in two or three places at the very same time. Now, this impossibility doesn't faze McCarville at all, primarily because he has not put together the pieces or the timeline on this one yet, and he is unlikely to discover all of the sightings that we already know and have documented. He will trap himself on this one, and there will be no escape. Or I should say, we will trap him on this one, and we will not let him escape. You see, we have always had multiple sightings of multiple McVeighs all over town, including inside the Mura building before the blasts, at the post office resources center, at the Traveler's Aid office, at the local McDonald's, in Bricktown, at Joe's Tire Store on 4th Street, in the alley off of Robinson Street, in the Journal Record building, parking lot, etc., 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 and now it appears there may be three Ryder trucks instead of only two. And we'll have more on this latest development at a later time. McCarville, you see, is on a quest. He is an apologist for the New World Order. And he is engaging in, well, let's call a spade, folks. Mike McCarville is just plain flat lying. He will twist anything he can find to make his way the only way. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this fellow in months to come. He has become a major player in bombing information distortion for the Oklahoma City public. He has a definite agenda, an enormous ego, and fancies himself becoming another Rush Limbaugh. He plays the role to the hilt every night on KTOK from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on AM 1000. But back to Dr. Brown's statement, folks. Mr. McCarville, who has been intimately and openly associated with Joe M. Albaugh, who in turn is intimately associated with the Stevens Company in Arkansas and all of its questionable Mina Clinton connections, and he went out of his way to take sound bites from Dr. Brown's interview that seemed to document McCarville's point of view. Dr. Brown actually concluded that nothing could be conclusively proven by any of these seismograms one way or the other, but thought the entire matter was very strange. And this is exactly what we have always stated, that the readings of seismograms are interpretations, not statements of fact. They make indications only. And what the seismograms do indicate is a major discrepancy between the official story and the recorded seismic activity. The seismograms have never proven that the building was wired with internal charges. That discussion, folks, is the purview of explosives experts, not seismologists. McCarville has yet to have General Parson or any other explosives expert on the air to interpret the blast damage. That, of course, would interfere with his agenda. And every explosives expert that has examined the evidence pertaining to the Alfred P. Mura Federal Building has stated that the only way that the building could have collapsed in the manner that it did was if the interior concrete reinforced steel concrete columns had charges placed on the columns themselves. McCarville came back yesterday during his two-minute commentary on the radio news to say that Dr. Brown conclusively stated that there was no second explosion and that the second signal was an artifact or mirror image of the first, possibly caused by the combination of distance and subterranean geological formations, and suggested that all of the conspiracy theorists go back and play with their crayons on the blue-lined paper. McCarville's report of Brown's remarks is a blatant, bold-faced lie, a fabrication, and a complete misrepresentation of what Dr. Brown did say. The artifact possibly refers only to the normal Norman record, but not at all in any way to the Omniflex record. McCarville ignored the Omniflex completely. And after McCarville did his twist the words routine, KOCO Channel 5 television, the ABC affiliate, in their normal communist news network manner, picked up on McCarville's statements without checking with Dr. Brown or anyone else. I don't believe there are any honest reporters or journalists left in this world, and all of the communist news networks have been completely discredited. They just picked up on McCarville's statements and rebroadcast them on the 10 p.m. news last night as fact. Then this morning, the Daily Oklahoman picked them up and printed them as fact. The rumor mill is rolling. Once again, the Communist News Network and the Communist print media have developed a lie, and all of the others are feeding off of that original lie. On Monday, the entire broadcast will be devoted to this lie, and we will prove that Mike McCarville is a bold-faced liar in pursuit of the socialist agenda of the destruction of the United States of America. We will discuss and present to you all of the evidence, and we will make up a complete report to send to all of these stupid reporters who have just picked up on what he said as if Mike McCarville were the journalistic god of America and are echoing it across the nation, as they do with most of the news. This is usually how it works. They get it from somewhere, from someone who has an agenda, and they all just lean up against the cliff and echo into the wind. We will provide a complete transcript of Dr. Brown's statements so that you can see what he actually did say versus what Mike McCarville said that he said. And understanding that there are and always have been many McVeighs in this operation, and the recognition that there couldn't be multiple McVeighs unless the Oklahoma City bombing was a highly compartmentalized, supremely planned and executed government operation. No one else has the power, the means, the authority, the expertise, and the manpower to do the dirty deed and then to cover it up. And that's exactly what is happening. Everybody said we were absolutely stark raving mad, and already the facts are coming out and proving us to be right. The BATF has already admitted that they knew a long time in advance that the building was going to be blown and did absolutely nothing about it. Mike McCarville, happy Valentine's Day, you bold-faced liar, and this is dedicated to you. Make a little effort. Well, folks, it's Valentine's Day, and on the other end of this phone line, if it's the person that I hope is there, that's supposed to be there, we have as our special guest today, Marilyn, the Patriot Matchmaker. Are you there, Marilyn? Hello? Well, I guess she's not there, so we'll hang up the phone and see if she's going to call, and I hope she does. And maybe that's her. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Well, folks, I don't know what's going on with the telephone, because I should have whoever's there should be on the line right now, and appears that there's no one. Either there's no one or somebody's playing games. Hello? Nobody there. Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me start off the broadcast here and then go see what I can... Hello?
Yeah, it's Marilyn. I finally got through.
Well, I picked up the phone a long time ago. Did you hear the music or talking or anything?
No.
Nothing at all?
That wasn't me. I just got through. It just rang. It's been busy till now.
Okay, great. Well, you're here anyway, and that's what counts. I just announced you and picked up the phone, and there was no one there. Then I hung it up and picked it up again, and there was nobody there. So apparently Steve Livingston is playing games again, and we'll send somebody down to talk to Mr. Steve sometime this evening, probably.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, I know who he is. Steve Livingston is a person who a long time ago dove into a body of water where he was not supposed to dive in, where there was clearly marked no swimming, and he broke his neck. He's a quadriplegic, and he has developed a bitterness, and he lays in his bed at home, and somehow he has something that allows him to dial the phone. And he makes a career of calling radio shows. He was the Poopy Diapers of old. I don't know if you ever...
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. Steve Livingston is the Poopy Diapers.
Well, it's great to hear your show, even though it's over the radio. Can't get you anymore.
You mean over the phone?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Hour of the Time, and happy Valentine's Day, Mary. Marilyn, I should say.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be on your show. You were my favorite talk show host when I could get you on WWCR.
Well, I'm certainly happy to hear that. Why don't you tell us, where are you from, Marilyn? Where are you originally from?
I was raised in a little town called Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, you know, it's not a little town anymore, is it?
No, it was when I was there, so... But it was a nice little town to grow up in, actually.
Uh-huh.
And then I was married when I was a kid, moved to the socialist state of Maryland, lived most of my adult life there, wanted to be a Westerner again, finally ended up in Colorado by a strange series of circumstances, had to do with a lousy cowboy. Anyway.
A lousy cowboy?
And then I had been thinking about this business for 2 or 3 years. Didn't start it for myself, actually, but I just knew there was a need for it. And I find that's true because people call me all the time and say, gee, man, I'm glad you're doing this. I think I'm going to take a woman out to dinner and keep my mouth shut, not talk about the New World Order or the criminal government, the Federal Reserve, but I do it anyway. And she ends up walking out thinking I'm crazy. So some people have hope now because of me. And there are some people together.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, I go all over the country and I get tons of mail. And I was amazed for quite some time how many people who consider themselves to be constitutional Republicans and believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and try to live their life based upon the principles and ideals upon which this country was founded. And they live in areas where they can't find anyone of the opposite sex who believes or thinks as they do. In our last conference, a woman came from Texas. Her name was Gail, and she was just beside herself. She actually broke down in tears. She was just so happy to meet so many people who believed in America like we did. And she said there just wasn't anybody back home. They were all Lyndon Johnson socialists and all looking for handouts from Big Brother. And she was just so alone. But she's not alone anymore. And
did she find a guy?
Well, no, she found all of us. I don't know if she's found a guy out of that group or not, but she certainly found all of us and probably listening to this broadcast right now.
Oh, that's good. Well, I hope she'll call me. Can I give my phone number?
Well, sure. We'll do that several times while we're doing this this first hour. Why don't you go ahead and give out all the information right now?
Okay. You can write to the Patriot Matchmaker, P.O. Box 1111. Frederick, Colorado, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, 80530. And my number is 303-833-2016.
That's 303-833-2016. Marilyn, the Patriot Matchmaker, P.O. Box 1111. Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, Colorado, 80530. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back in just a moment. Got to get this started right after that. After the little explanation of the of that puke-faced communist news network liar in KTOK in Oklahoma City. So don't go away. happy Valentine's Day, everybody, from all of us here at the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network to all of you, wherever you may happen to be. Marilyn, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Why don't you tell us, you know, how does this work?
Well, I publish a newsletter. I don't know how I do that because I didn't know how to use a computer, but I just started doing this. And so I publish a newsletter, and people have ads in there, and they have a code, so I do protect their privacy. Letters have to be sent to me for the first contact. After that, that's up to you what you do. You can put your name and phone number in there, and then I'm out of it. But then just let me know when you get together, when you get married, anyway.
or if you're just happy, you know, that's important, too.
Right, yeah, some girls are just say they're having a ball, and some guys are having a good time just talking to people that are like-minded. So they can put their ad in, or they can just receive the newsletter and read. But they get the newsletter and the ad for all one price. My usual price is $69 a year, and believe me, I know it's meant for me to keep this up. I'm not making any money at it yet, and may never. But I just pay mostly for advertising mm-hmm. for the service. And then there are a lot of other costs, too. But $69 allows them to put their ad in and receive the newsletter. If they want to publish a picture, that's $20 extra. But I have a nice little special for ladies, $69 including the picture, $59 if they don't want it. And then they get 20 extra words with no extra charge, so they get 70 words, which makes a very nice ad. But I need women so badly right now. I've been fairly balanced, but I want to get my balance back, and I need women, so I'll do half price off the special for Valentine's Day, and I'll get the guys $10 off. How's that?
Sounds
I'll
good.
Still discriminate.
Sounds good to me. You know, I recognize some pictures of some of those guys in there.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got at least a couple of big-time patriots looking for a mate in your newsletter. I'm not going to tell you who they are. I don't know if you know what really they're involved in, but you do.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm aware of a couple. Yeah, I have such interesting people, Bill. Drives me crazy trying to talk to them all because you can't hang up on these people. They're too fascinating, and I just have such well-informed people. Of course, believe it or not, there was the New York Times and USA Today have had articles about my service this week.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I
wasn't aware of that.
Huh?
I wasn't aware of that.
They say I'm the militia matchmaker. How about that?
Well, I think that's absolutely wonderful. You know, when they recognize you, when the communist news networks recognize you, it's a great compliment.
Okay, I'll remember that.
They call me a white supremacist, domestic terrorist. You know, I could go on and on and on. But
they've been driving me crazy from papers and TV networks from Australia to California.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful.
I guess.
All they can do is help direct patriots to your service.
I hope so, but I'd rather talk to patriots like you, Bill.
Well, thank you. I'd rather talk to people like you and other patriots also. But, you know, it's a fact that during their efforts after the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City to demonize patriots and militia members, their publicity brought us the greatest period of recruitment that we have ever had in our history. And the militia grew unbelievably strong.
Right.
And so your business will grow strong, too, because now patriots who never heard of you before will now know that you exist and will start looking around to find out how to get in touch with you.
General, I was back in Maryland, and General Parton got to be a good friend of mine.
Isn't he a great guy?
Yeah, he is. Interesting. Yeah, we talked about, you know, I have a good friend back there, Bill. We were a fan club of two. We'd have to get together every day or two and say, hear Bill last night? So, hi, Bill. I called him. I hope he can hear you.
Well, he probably can.
Well, I wish we had better reception. I hope you get on a stronger shortwave network. Anyway,
Tell us about some of the successes that you've had. I mean, you don't have to mention names, but there's got to be some good stories in this.
Right. Tina is the cute little girl from California who had her picture in there. She said her politics were to the right of Attila the Hun.
I read that. I saw that one.
And she's a sweetheart. We've become good friends. I actually get to know people quite well, some of them.
Uh-huh.
And I've met her at a couple of preparedness expos. And she is at this moment in New Mexico with her guy, Joe, who is a pilot. And they're in New Mexico. She's spending a week there. This is the fourth time they've met. And they seem to be very much in love.
Did they meet through your service?
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
In fact, he got her before he even had his ad in the newsletter. He called for the newsletter. I sent it to him, and then he sent in letters to five or six girls.
Uh-huh.
And Tina was the first to respond, and she's the one that seems to have got him.
Well, that's good. The early bird catches the worm.
Right. And she had met four or five guys, and she fell for Joe. Now, let's see. There's Trapper, who wrote to me recently and said he was sure that he and Susan were going to grow old together. He was going from Maine to Alaska to be with her.
Wow.
And this girl left Chicago, a computer programmer, had always wanted to live in Alaska, went there with her two girls, and Trapper has a boy who never had a mom, and this is going to be a nice little family of five. But now I'm hearing that they're having a little disagreement, so I'm not sure, but I hope they will work out and be a nice family of five. Let's see, there was a lady who is in her 60s that was going to meet a nice man who's 72 as of today, so I'll see how they get along after they spend a week together. He actually did the same thing, wrote to some ladies before. And his ad hasn't even been published yet, but within about a month after talking to this lady, she's gotten on the plane and gone to see him. Let's see. Oh, there was a guy that lived in Idaho who was recently in Pennsylvania to help his girl move, and they've disappeared. I can't find them, either phone number. So I know they're off somewhere wanting to be left alone.
Probably bundled up in a cabin in the snow.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would.
Well, there are several like that. And, there are some girls that are just, love to say that, and they called into the papers and gave their testimony saying they're just having a great time meeting these guys. And and the guys say the same. And I encourage people to make friends as well. And
well, they should. Do you find, as I have found, that people are not really taking the time and don't have the patience to really get to know someone before they start jumping into the fire?
Yeah, like me. No. Anyway.
Well, don't you think that would prevent a lot of heartbreak and pain and suffering if people would take a little more time and get to know people before they did that?
Right.
I
think, though, that people feel we don't have a lot of time, and I think if people are sincere and if people really tell the truth and being of like mind, I think they can get together quickly, Bill.
Do you really know a lot of people who go out with someone and tell them the truth on the first date? I don't think I've ever met anybody in my whole life who's ever done that, including me.
Oh, see, I guess I'm just romantic. I think it can happen.
Really?
So.
Well, I don't doubt that it can happen. I just never known anybody who has really been that. Most of us really don't want to be that totally honest when we just meet someone. For me, for instance, I prefer to know someone for a long, long time and get to know really who that person is and what they're about, and let them get to know me rather than, go out and dump your life on them and have them dump their life on you run off and jump in the hay and then get married the next morning. I don't think there's much future in that.
No, probably not. But, you know, our people are different. I mean, they are people with very strong values, traditional values, and who are really serious about finding a partner and a mate. So
I have no doubt about that. I've talked to people all over the place who feel that way and are really lonely and would really like to find someone that they could really marry the next morning and spend the rest of their life with and have it work out really well. And I'm sure that that these people are sincere and really believe that they're going to find that person really quick. And I think that some people do. I've seen people who have fallen in love at first sight and have married real quickly and have been very happy together for, you know, many, many years. So it's certainly possible.
Yes, strong chemistry is important, and we want all that stuff just like the other people. I was asked that question by New York Times. I said, we're just like everybody else. We want all those sparks and the excitement, too.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sure. You know, I think the most important thing about what you do is that you bring a section of our society together that everybody else tends to ignore. And that's what I think is so important about the Patriot Matchmaker.
Well, thank you.
In fact, I call you my Marilyn now.
That's fine with me, Bill. When's your next conference? I was never able to go when I was living back east, but...
Well, we don't have a date yet, but it'll probably be sometime early summer. We usually have it later in the summer, but I think this year it's going to be earlier summer. And sometimes we have it in the fall, but I think this year we're going to have it sometime early summer, and I'll be announcing it on the air and in Veritas. And by the way, the next issue of Veritas, number 15, we haven't had an issue since number 14 in July. Number 15 will be coming out the end of this month for all of you who have been so patiently waiting. And there will be a little ad for the Patriot Matchmaker in there. But none of these broadcasts that I've done on the Patriot Matchmaker have been done for any other reason than I really believe that there's a lot of people out there who really need this service. And I've met them everywhere that I go. Have many people called?
Yes, I get calls all the time. People, you know, patriots like to talk.
Uh-huh.
And trying to get out a newsletter, and it's not easy with all the talking and all the media, but I'll do it. In fact, a lot of times people call me, and I just say, well, let's put your ad together right here over the phone. I like to do that with people, and they just say things, and I say, okay, that's good. You know, it's really them.
Uh-huh.
They just put it together for them. And so I trust people. I trust patriots. If they call me and want to put their ad in, I'll try to get it in this issue I'm putting together. Especially women. Girls, please call me. I got some great guys. These are guys that are prepared and could take good care of you, but they just want a partner and some support and love. They don't want to be alone. So
yeah.
Give me a call. I'll give you that Valentine's special, a half price off the special. And I have, if there are any mothers listening out there, or dads, I've got some of the greatest young guys, the kind you would just like to have your daughter marry. You just can't believe they're young men, like some of these men that are young men that have been homeschooled all their lives. And I was at the Preparedness Expo, and we always hang out afterwards. I have an announcement made that the singles will get together. And Dan Pilla and Byron Dale were hanging out with us. Dan Pilla's gotten to be a good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh, you really have to find somebody special for those young men. Those are the finest young men. And I agree. So, mothers, fathers, fix your daughters. It's hard to find guys like this. And I am looking especially hard for young women. And also, I could use some older guys. I've got these beautiful women in their 50s and 60s, 70s that are just, you know, they're very health conscious and vital and youthful and actively involved in politics. I've got a lady that has served in the Texas legislature that's just so fascinating and interesting and still fighting and feisty little thing. And you guys would be lucky to get these girls. They're worth competing for, even if there are more guys than girls.
Well, you know, I happen to agree with you. You know, one of the reasons that I ask where you were originally from is because I'm listening to you talk, and you don't sound like you're from Las Vegas. You sound like you're from Mississippi or Georgia or South Carolina or someplace like that.
Well, as I said, I moved to the socialist state of Maryland when I was married as a child almost. And there are a lot of Southern people there. And people say that we Nevadans speak slowly, so it was easy for me to pick up that Southern drawl, I guess.
I see. You know, I saw a cartoon recently, and it was something like this. Mr. President, I have a question and a follow-up.
Yes, Mr. Reporter.
Mr. President, what do you think about ethics and morals?
Well, I really don't think they're necessary to being president, and it's just really not required, and we've been doing without an awful lot. What's your follow-up?
Mr. President, could I go out with your daughter?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everybody gets morals and ethics and things like that. Well, listen, I've got to do something right now because I promised my secretary I would, so if you'll just hold on, we'll get this right out of the way, okay?
Okay, Bill.
And I don't mean that I'm getting it out of the way, because I kind of enjoy it.
Ooh, this next one is from Connie to John. I love you, babe. Thanks for marrying me.
I shall never love another.
I shall never love another.
And stand by me all the while.
And stand by me all the while.
Take happiness with the heartache.
Take happiness with the heartache.
And go through life wearing a smile.
And go through life wearing a smile.
Oh, how happy we will be.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's the wrong one. And if I don't give her the right one, she's going to be so angry with me. And so that's what I'm going to do right now, folks. Sorry about that. Because it was really supposed to be this one, I believe. This better be the right one, or else I'm really going to be in trouble. So anyway, John, this is for you from Connie. And I hope it's the one that it's supposed to be. Because if it's not, I'm in big trouble when my secretary comes back on Monday. This is it. Get ready, John. Because, John, you're in for big trouble with this one. Call the babysitter now. Don't wait.
Thank you. Touch me, I love the way you touch me.
Oh, Connie, you're bad. The snow's melting over on 3rd Street right now. We had some snow here the last couple of days, folks. Quite a bit of it, actually. And, let me see. Let's get back here to Marilyn. I love those saxophones. You like saxophones, Marilyn?
Oh, I do.
It's just the best.
Yeah, I've always liked those, actually. Warm and sunny up here in Colorado.
Well, that's just backwards, you know. It's usually warm and sunny here in Arizona, and
must be hot, huh?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just the way the weather flops, to tell you the truth.
So you know a lot of girls that meet guys, huh? And both.
Well, I meet both all over the country, all the time, and I get letters from people saying that they wish that they had people around who think like they do, and it's just hard for them.
Yeah. Well, I should have hundreds of members by now, shouldn't I? I've only got 270.
You should have hundreds of members, but you know what? These people are also the kind of people who are shy and don't usually complain and go about their business and just, wait to bump into somebody, usually, I guess. Gail is certainly that way. I didn't get the impression that Gail would go out of her way to try to meet someone other than in her normal everyday life. But if she's listening, I hope she does call you if she hasn't found someone already, because I know that she's very lonesome. Very pretty, very nice lady.
She'll get a lot of attention.
Yeah, as she should. You know, it always strikes me sort of crazy when I find out that a state like Texas, that was built by rugged individualist pioneers, has become a socialist Big Brother-leaning a bunch of wimps. It just blows my mind. And, of course, that doesn't apply to all Texans or all part of Texas. But certainly the biggest portion of the state is democratic, liberal, socialist, really trying to get all that they can sucked out of Big Brother. And it amazes me. How does that happen?
Man,
Well, it's not just men, it's women. And, you know, Texas state governor during the Waco massacre was Ann Richardson, who wore proudly her inverted five-pointed Eastern Star pin.
Wow.
While she was talking on television. And,
well, a lot of these patriots, I think, have just given up. But I hope they'll have hope, and if they work at it, they have to do a little work at it. I have to get myself a 900 service because some of them don't like to write letters. But the people that really get active here, you know, they find somebody pretty quickly sometimes. Like I say, some of these guys have found people before they've even gotten into the newsletter.
You think that's... I think that's just being lonesome too long, is what I think. I mean, you know, I'm glad that they find someone if they do that quick, but I don't think that that quick is going to last in most cases. I think that's, hey, you know, I haven't found anybody that thinks like me in so long that the first one comes along. I think a lot of people jump at that.
But no, I think that the people are actually very choosy. They just have a very good choice with my service. And
well, if that's,
I don't think these are compromising people, Bill.
Well, if that's right, if that's really what's happening, then that's even a greater recommendation than, you know, that I thought could be made. And I certainly hope that's the case, because I really want people to be happy, and I really do, from my heart, want people to find someone that they can be happy with and that it lasts a long time. Because I know from experience and from watching friends and you know, just from seeing what has happened since the attack upon the family and the rise of feminism and the attack against the traditional values that have always been a part of the male-female relationship in this country. For instance, in the state of California, if you get married in the state of California, it's a done deal that you have only a 50-50%, you only have a 50% chance of your marriage lasting 2 years.
Mm. Well, people call me from California and they say, man, I got to get out of here. Only people around here, I can't take it anymore.
Well, it's the People's Republic, I got to tell you. It is everything that people like us don't like. I left California while I was working myself to death there and driving 4 hours a day on the freeway, and we just packed up one day and left, and it's the best thing that we ever did in our lives. And when we got out here, I was still trying to go 80 miles an hour and get where I was going real quick, because, you know, for some reason I was still stuck in this mentality from California. And then now I drive like everybody else does, 20-30 miles an hour, and if somebody comes along from California, they cuss at me and shake their fists. And I say, okay, you know, you're going to die in a heart attack in a few years, and my heart is settled down and it's healthy again. So, yeah, get out of California, sure.
Or a lot of people are wanting to relocate, and they just don't want to go by themselves. Sometimes people, they come up with this great idea, Marilyn, why don't you put the states with the ads? And I say, no, we're unusual people, and it might take a nationwide search. If you want to put your state in your ad, that's your business, but I don't think you should limit yourself. And people are getting together from across the country. I've even got some foreign members, a guy in Canada, a really cute guy from Australia that I met last year in Florida at the expo, and he's worth going to Australia for, girls. Very cute.
When are you leaving?
Huh?
When are you?
Well, he didn't invite me, so. No. And there's a girl writing to him. And let's see, there's a guy in Denmark and a girl in Germany. So they hear shortwave, I guess, and send for alternative publications.
Now, what is a guy in Denmark looking for in a Patriot matchmaker situation?
Well, he's a farmer, and he said, oh, darn, I should have one of, I'll look for it while we're talking, and I'll see if I can find him.
I mean, you wouldn't call him a patriot.
Well, they're concerned about the New World Order, too, Bill.
Yeah, but you got to understand one thing. They've never had what we have, even though a lot of what we have we're in the process of losing. We still have more than any of them have ever had in the history of the world. We're the only people who have ever really been truly free with recognized creator-endowed rights protected by a constitution and a guarantee of a republican form of government. Nobody else on the face of this earth have ever had these things. So, and what I've discovered in my conversations with people like that, in my correspondence with people from foreign countries, what they think they know about the United States of America and people who consider themselves to be patriots, usually you could put in a thimble and a real patriot wouldn't even recognize it. So,
well, he says Danish farmer, 54, 5'10", organic grower, vegetarian, interests, yoga, parapsychology, spiritual development, wife in...
So you've already ruled him right out of patriot with the yoga and the parapsychology and all of that kind of stuff.
No, I respect people with different interests like that.
Oh, I do too. But I'm talking simply about American patriots.
Well, he says free energy, political conspiracy, exposing the New World Order. In the past, I've been working in England, Canada, Sweden, and USA. Interest in contact with other survivalists.
Okay, so he's a survivalist, really, but he's not an American patriot.
No.
Okay.
But he understands the concept of freedom.
Well, I'm sure he thinks he does, but until you've lived in freedom, you really don't know what it is. People in other countries, most Americans believe that the English people are free. Isn't that right? They look to Great Britain as being a free people and being the home from where we all came and all that kind of stuff, which really isn't true anyway. But I've been to England, and they're not free, and it's just not true. They don't have the freedom of speech. Don't even know what the freedom of speech feels like. They can be arrested and taken off the street with no warning, no nothing, instantly. They live in total socialism, and most of every paycheck that every person in England earns goes to pay taxes that finances this socialism. So.
And it sounds like here I've been thrown in jail over a little $50 ticket that I didn't. No, it wasn't even very old, and they stopped me one time and threw me in jail with handcuffs.
Yeah, that's what it's coming to, and that's why we're all so upset, and that's why now there's a rift between people who consider themselves to be patriots and militia members and the rest of the population who think that this kind of behavior is okay. Because we know from living in a time when it wasn't okay, in fact, is blatantly unconstitutional, unlawful, and that's what patriotism is all about. It's not about boundaries and borders like some people think. It's not a blind nationalism. It is a devotion to principles and ideals, and specifically those that were put into effect to create the first free people that ever lived upon the face of this earth, and that's the American, United States of American citizens. So.
Good to hear you talking again, Bill.
Well, thank you. You get me started, boy. It just comes out. It's automatic.
When are you going to get a stronger station so I can hear you again?
Well, I don't know. If one comes along, we'll jump on it. But this is what we have to work with right now. I would not go back to WWCR under any circumstances as long as George McClintock is working there. The man lied to me for 4 years and then reneged on all of his promises, I dropped WWCR, and I'm probably the only radio host in the world who would dump a 10 million person audience and dump a radio station based upon simply principle. But that's why I did it, and that's why I won't go back until they get rid of him. And if they do, then they can talk to me. Not until. And that's the most powerful shortwave station right now on the North American continent. So I'm at WRMI. They're treating us pretty good, and that's where we're going to stay until something better presents itself.
Maybe they'll get stronger.
Well, I hope so. And I think they're in the process of trying to do that.
Well, do you think there are any lonely patriots out there that would like to call in, or do you take calls still?
Well, I can't take calls while you're on the line. In fact, the first hour is up. What I'm going to do is let you repeat your information one more time, and then the second half we're going to take calls as part of this Valentine.
So what? I have conference calling. If they call in on the second, I could call them, but no,
yeah.
It wouldn't work.
It won't work.
Anyway. I guess I won't even be able to hear them call you, huh?
No, but we'll send you a tape. How about that?
Okay, Bill.
Okay. Why don't you give your information one more time?
Okay. It's 303, phone number 303-833-2016. And the address is the Patriot Matchmaker, P.O. Box 1111-1111, Frederick, Colorado, 80530. Probably get it to me by, like I say, the Patriot Matchmaker, Frederick, Colorado, because it's a small post office, but if you've got all that. And I'd be glad to take your ad over the phone and trust you for the funds, and let's get some of your lonely people together out there. And
I think that's a great idea. Of freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried on WRMI, Worldwide Shortwave Radio, 99.55 kHz, Monday through Friday nights, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always it could be, 101.1 FM, eager.
FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
Thank you.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the first half of this broadcast. I know that I did, and I've been wanting to do that. For a while. You know, it's just like I walked in here today and forgot everything that I knew about this new setup in this studio. I'm trying to do it like I did it when it was the old studio, and I guess that happens once in a while. So please forgive me. I'm making mistakes all over the place. Let's go to the phone. Somebody's on here. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Well, there's not anybody on there. Must be Steve Livingston playing with his telephone again. The number is 520-333-4578. Good evening, or good afternoon.
No, those couple calls that were trying to get in was me the first time.
How come you didn't answer?
Because the lady wanted to get back on, so I disconnected the first time, so it's not some crazy radical.
Oh, really?
Just to let you know in a hurry. Number two, the WRMI signal is getting destroyed.
What do you mean destroyed?
They're purposely messing with it because when the announcement comes on at the...
Who is messing with it?
I don't know. All I know is that when the announcement comes on for the local WRMI, when they make their announcements, what channel it is, it gets crystal clear. And then it just gets all garbled again. Sounds like it's the end of a tunnel. And on top of that, while the voices are speaking, it's like Morse code. That
call WRMI. I've said it 100 times.
The only trouble is we have a fax number. I don't
call,
have a regular number to call.
Call WRMI.
I don't have a number in the local telephone.
I've given it out over the last few days, I don't know how many times. 305-267-1728.
Okay.
305-267-1728.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Folks, don't ever call me to complain about WRMI's signal. There's not anything that I can do about it. You have to call WRMI. And don't do it on the air if you want to inform me. Send me a postcard or something and tell me exactly where you live and what's wrong with the signal. And then I can talk to WRMI, but I don't want to waste valuable airtime doing that. Okay? Gee, you know, people used to do that on WWCR also, which is one of the best signals in the whole world, and in some person's little valley somewhere, they couldn't hear it too well, so they would call the broadcast and waste 10 minutes talking about why WWCR had a bad signal. That's not what we want to do on the air, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Please, this is Valentine's Day. What I'd like to do is open the phones and let you call in and give your special Valentine message to whoever you want to, and they'll be able to hear it worldwide and all over the country on our 700 affiliates and on satellite and, of course, halfway around the world on WWCR. And believe me, west of the Mississippi, you're not supposed to be able to hear WRMI at all. And some people have reported hearing it very well in Nevada and some of the other western states, other places. I know you can't hear it. It's heard very well all along the East Coast until you get close to the station, and that's a normal thing because the closer you are to a shortwave station, the more difficult it is to actually receive the signal. It's like it skips right over you or something like that. The number is 520-333-4578. So on this Valentine's Day, let's concentrate on who we love and why. And let's start it off with this is really the most requested dedication song in the whole United States for many, many, many years. And I know a lot of you can probably guess exactly what it is. And others are probably sitting there waiting to hear what it is. But here it is.
Call me, call me, my baby. And the song
Well, Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, in my estimation, is for people that you love. Find somebody that you love and tell them that you love them. This is for Allison. This is for little Allison from her puppy. I love you, sweetheart. I wish you could all see her dancing in the studio when she does it. Put the earphones on. And this little baby girl dances like a pro. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Carl from Mentor, Ohio.
Hi, Carl.
I'd like to send a happy Valentine's Day out to my wife of almost 19 years, Michelle, and to my two very, very special friends, Richard and Don in Stowe, Ohio.
There you go.
Thank you.
And this is for them.
Bye now.
To be true, I
Well, that's that's that. The number is 520-333-4578. If you'd like to call and wish somebody a happy Valentine's Day and tell them how much you love them, and that's what this day is really all about. That's what has been transpiring here at this house. We have all exchanged cards and boxes of candy and little little fuzzy stuffed things and hugs and family hugs and kisses and, well, you know. Well, I hope you know. Anyway, 520-333-4578 is the number. And this one right here is for Pooh. That's my baby. Pooh is my baby. And so if I can get this thing to work here, I'm going to do this one for Pooh, Dorothy, my oldest daughter, 6 years old. I love you. Who sang that right here on the hour of the time when she was 3 years old? And so that's sort of been something that I remember her. You see, folks, it's just not working. I just found out what it is. This pot on the mixing board, the main mixing board, is not working. I had, you all heard me fade it all the way down, and it was out. And then the sound came back in, and it's not supposed to be any sound at all when you do that. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi there. I think you're absolutely wonderful, and I wish you and your wife a happy Valentine's Day. And I would like to tell my husband, Kyle, I thank God for him, and I wish him a happy Valentine's Day, and that I will love him till the day I die.
Wow. I love that. And I love you for saying that. I think that's absolutely wonderful. People don't say that to each other as often as they should.
We all get too busy.
Well, that just seems to be the case, doesn't it? We got to stop that because we need to tell each other how much we love each other more and more and more and more all the time.
That's right.
It is just so healing and so good for the soul. And sometimes, you know, if you don't do that over a long period of time, the other person begins to wonder if you really do love them.
Well, that's true. You should never forget. You should say it every day.
That's right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're gonna do this for you and yours.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If I can remember which one it is that I want. Oh, here we go. Hi, Bob.
I would just like to tell my wife, Ronnie, that I'll love her forever and ever and ever. She can't hear it. She's in the room here because I have to mute it.
Oh, I see. Well,
listen, what I'd like you to do is just attach her name when you play Annie's tune.
Oh, Annie's
tune. I only have eyes for you.
Well,
pretty sure you'd play that for her.
That's what I play for her sometimes, but tonight I'm going to play the one she really loves.
Oh, well.
With all her heart, I'm going to play that for her.
Okay.
So, okay. What's her name?
Ronnie.
Okay, will do.
Great show. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. In fact, I'll do that right now because I'll just do Annie's right now. And let me see. Which one is it here? Okay, there we go. And it's coming up. Annie, my darling wife, I love you so much, I don't even want to say how much over the air, but it's more than you can even imagine. And, of course, from our last caller, this is also for Ronnie. This is Annie's favorite song in the whole world. It makes her get all bubbly and bleary-eyed and strange things happen. Thank you.
cannot be denied. Someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when on fire, you must be alive. Smoke just your eyes. I cast them and I gave them to think they could die.
And there you have it. That's the one that makes Miami all bubbly all over. And she loves it. And I love her. So that's for Annie. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello? Another chicken plucker. By the way, as that caller said, it wasn't him earlier that was on, because somebody was on holding onto the line and calling back over and over again who would not answer. If it had been the person who said it was, would have answered. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. This is Jackie from Thunder, Ohio. I'd like to wish a happy Valentine's to my mom and dad and also the people at the Prophecy Club.
Well, that's wonderful. Where are you listening? What are you listening on?
Satellite.
You're listening on satellite? How's the sound on satellite?
Good.
It's good. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. And let me see. We'll just we'll give her one. Which one are we going to give her? Jeepers, creepers. This is a tough decision because I'm coming off the top of my head here. I don't really know what's going to come up. But we'll do this one for you. Well, I don't know what happened there, but apparently something did. But, you know, I think, let me see. I think I may have located something here. We'll see what this is in just a few moments. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is John. I'm sorry about that, but I got caught away from the phone. For Connie, I would like to hear, have I told you lately that I love you? And I'd like the version by Marty Robbins, if you have it.
Have I told you lately that I love... I don't even think I have that, John.
Okay. All right, well, then cherish...
But I got one right here that you might really like.
Oh, that'll work.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Connie, bye. Connie, this is from your husband, John. He loves you, too.
My love must be kind of thy love. I can't reach anyone but you.
See, I told you you'd like that, John. I bet Connie likes it, too. Also for Annie from Bill. It's the one I usually play for Annie. I think that was probably from everybody to everybody. That's a pretty big favorite of just about everybody that there is. The number's 520-333-4578. And, you know, I'm just making this time available for you so that you can tell the whole world that you love somebody. And that's, you know, that's what this day is all about. It's what we all should be doing a little more often, I think. And I think the whole world would be a little bit better off if people did that. So, 520-333-4578. Give us a call. Wish somebody a happy Valentine's Day and tell them that you love them. And if you can't do that, boy, you're in big trouble. And all of us are in big trouble if people can't do that. That's, you know, that's really... what makes the world work when it's working, and the opposite of that is what makes everything not work, when people want to lie and deceive and hurt and all of those things. And that's certainly not what we're all about. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Bill. This is the girl who you made reference to earlier in your first hour.
Oh, really?
Yes, uh-huh. But I want you to know that I am married, and I have been married for 31 years this May. And I was making reference to the fact that I didn't know anyone close by, but I do have a husband and I adore, I love dearly.
Well, yeah, this is Gail, right?
This is Gay.
Gay.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Your name is Gay. I didn't get it right. Well, I hope you'll forgive me for
that's
that.
That's fine. That's fine.
But, you know, see, I never make it a point to ask people personal questions when I meet them.
And it just didn't come up, but I am happily married. It's the most wonderful man. And for the life of me, I was trying to think of the author of a song that you played before, and I can't think of his name, but you have great tasting music, so anything will be fine.
Well, thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day to you and Annie and the precious children.
Well, thank you, Gay, and thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I apologize for that little misunderstanding. You see, that's the way I am. When I meet someone, I never ask personal questions. If someone doesn't volunteer to me, you know, anything about their personal self, I never ask, because I was reared that that's rude and you don't do that. And so when Gay told me that she was lonely and she couldn't find anybody who thought like she did where she lived in Texas, I automatically assumed that she was not married. And as you just heard, I was wrong. So we'll take this next phone call and then we'll play something for you, Gay, and for your husband. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And there's some kind of an intermodulation problem or overmodulation problem on the short wave.
Were you listening earlier? Call WRMI.
No, I've been on about 10 minutes.
Call WRMI.
All right.
305-267-1728.
267-1728.
Thank you.
Sir?
Yes.
I also have been trying for 2 weeks now to get through to Veritas, because I have not been receiving my issues since shortly before you went off the air.
This is the number to call. Call Monday and talk to my secretary.
I tried today again, too, and I couldn't get through.
When?
All right, thank you very much.
Couldn't get through when?
I've been trying for 2 weeks.
Calling this number?
Calling, not this number, no, a 520 number that I've got listed for Veritas. It's up in my briefcase. I thought maybe you had not put a new issue of Veritas.
Listen to me carefully.
Yes, sir.
Call this number on Monday and talk to my secretary.
Oh, we'll do so.
Okay, but
this
not while we're on the air.
All right, sir.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh, my. Fight the eternal battle. Well, happy Valentine's Day. Anyway, let's go back to, let me see, I owe Gay something here, so let's give Gay and her husband, and by the way, Gay, I really like you, and I'm glad you came to the conference, and I miss you and everybody else who was there, and probably will continue to miss everybody. This is for you, and for your husband, and for anybody else who can't call in or won't call in and needs to do it. Anyway. Happy Valentine's Day.
A long time, and you know what, we can get a little old lightweight thing going if we really put our hearts to it. If you try and I try, girl, there's no telling how far we can go. Remember those loving fools, Romeo and Juliet? They thought they had a thing going, but they just didn't know. They couldn't visualize. They had no idea how it could really be, but we know. Won't be wasting our time fussing and fighting like other people. We're gonna be too busy being in love. Because this is the real thing. We found the groove. We move each other. We turn each other on. And this could last forever. All we need to do is get some kind of sign. Yes, love. From then on, baby, it's easy. Let's talk about me and you.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. My family, too. I just did some work, and I've been married to for 19 years.
Well, you know what? You want to say that all over again? I was trying to... I've got this pot on the mixing board that's just not working. What I was trying to do is bring that music in and then let you talk over it, just fade it down, and everybody could hear you. Then I bring it up and dedicate it to you guys, and it's just not going to work.
Okay.
My career as a DJ is over. Go ahead.
I wanted to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day, especially my husband, who I've been married to for 19 years. I just got back from work, and my rest of my family.
Well, I think that's just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling.
And I hope you have a good Valentine's, too.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
And this is for you and your husband.
Thank you. Bye.
There's something about you. You.
Well, you know what this means, folks. This is so discouraging. It means I'm going to spend half the weekend rewiring the studio to get around this one pot so that everything works right. Oh, my goodness. 520-333-4578 is the number. Well, you've had the Patriot Matchmaker, and you've had a forum to tell somebody that you love them worldwide. On shortwave radio, satellite, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. Boy, you know, that doesn't come along every day. So take advantage of it. You've got about 5 more minutes before we have to zip on out of here and get on with it. And then, for the people in the Springerville Eager area on 101.1 FM, you're, for the rest of the night, for the rest of this Valentine and into Saturday, you're going to have the entire history of what they call, I think, what they call, where is it? Doo-wop. What they call doo-wop music. Doo-wop and rock and roll. We're going to start it off in 1948 after the hour of the time is over. And we go back to all oldies most of the time. And from 1948 all the way up through the golden years of doo-wop and rock and roll, for all of you people out there who love this kind of music and want to cuddle with somebody that you love on this Valentine evening, you're certainly going to be able to do that. And for those of you who are wondering what to do with a hot date tonight, I'm going to tell you. Take your hot date to the hottest restaurant in town, Los Dos Molinos, and have a hot meal and lots of it. It's the best food there is. It's my favorite restaurant, and I'm not paid to tell you this. I can assure you that. 101.1 FM is a nonprofit public service station, and we don't take advertising. And I don't get free meals for telling you that either. I'm just telling you that because it's true. And if you think that all of the food is hot, that's not so. Just ask the waitress or the waiter to point out the meals that that are not hot, and they'll certainly do that for you. And have a nice, wonderful Valentine dinner, and make sure you do it with somebody that you really love and care about. And I wish you the very best of everything for this evening and for this weekend. Well, folks, I guess nobody else wants to call in and wish anybody a happy Valentine's Day, and I don't see the phone light flashing for anybody to tell anybody in this world that they love someone, and that's a real shame, because if you never called any radio station in your life, you ought to call for that reason, because, like I said, it's what makes the world go round. It's what makes everything work right. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. This is Chuck in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Chuck. I know who you are.
How you doing?
You're Chuck H.
Yes, sir.
And you're, and
I say hello and a happy Valentine to the lady I love, Jackie Petru, who's sitting in the next room listening to you. She doesn't know I'm calling you.
She's also one of the star broadcasters on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.
She's been doing just great, and Bill, your show has been fantastic lately. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Coming from you, that's a big compliment.
And that's all I had to say, and happy Valentine's Day to you and your family.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
and
you so much.
And play any appropriate song for Jackie.
Okay. I don't know what's up here queued, but something's queued here, and this is for Jackie from Chuck.
Okay.
Here you go.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome. Well, that does it for this 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. And I certainly have enjoyed doing this, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. I want to encourage you all. If you love somebody in this whole wide world, tell them that you love them tonight, before you go to bed. It will be so important to them, and I think once you've done it, you'll realize how really important it really was for you, too. The music that we're going to go out with tonight is from Glenn Jacobs to his wife. He's the editor of the Round Valley paper here in the eager Springerville area. So, Mrs. Jacobs, this is for you from Glenn. And to everybody out there, good night. God bless you, and may God save this republic. This is the Voice of Freedom. Listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried by WRMI, Worldwide Shortwave Radio, 99.55 kHz, Monday through Friday night, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be, 101.1 FM, Eager.
Is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a nonprofit community service.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening to 101.1 FM in the Eager Springerville area, we now begin the history of doo-wop and rock and roll, beginning in 1948, uninterrupted throughout the night and into Saturday. And if you really love the best of the oldies music, you're going to hear it tonight. Find somebody that you really care about, cuddle up, and have a really good time.
Does she love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe her when she tells me so? Is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just another? A warm that love would break my heart. She may be just acting and playing a part. If she don't love me, let her tell me so. I can't hold her if she wants to go. So I'll cry when she's gone. I won't drive anymore. Is it so?